Hello, everyone. Welcome to From the Stars, a weekly horoscope podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, The Daily 49er. I'm your host, Abrielle Lopez, and it is an honor and privilege to be able to communicate from the cosmos to you. This week's episode of From the Stars has an intentional focus on a recent shift that just took place in the cosmos, Mars retrograde in Aries. The retrograde motion of Mars took place on September 9th, just last week, and this will be happening up until November 13th of this year, 2020. I want to briefly explain what retrograde motion is, just so we all have a more general understanding of the concept. It is an apparent change in the movement of a planet and another planet's vantage point, us being on Earth. When a planet goes retrograde, it appears to be moving backwards, but it's really just an illusion from Earth's vantage point, however. Retrograde motion is usually anticipated on Earth because it creates a disconnect from the energies that said planet influences. In this case, Mars is the planet that influences war and action in our lives on Earth. Something notable about this cosmic event is that Mars is stationed in its home constellation of Aries, and it's going retrograde, so this is a very rare and special kind of celestial event that we're experiencing. Mars in Aries retrograde for the next 2 months will influence our inner battles as human beings, and there is an energy to shift a lot of things within ourselves and the world. We are going to come into insight and knowledge if we are open to receiving through trial and error, and by really asserting our personal determination and willpower to overcome our inner battles. What is in alignment in your life and what is not? What hasn't been in alignment for a long time and what are you ready to release? We will have the support of the Mars in Aries energy to reevaluate habitual actions, to take care of our physical bodies, to really hone in on our goals and our dreams and our wants and our needs and to align with them. And it's all about forward motion and changing the direction of our lives in the way that we want to or in a way that's just more beneficial for us. So good luck. Be gentle in your processes, and here is some guidance for each sun sign of the zodiac during Mars retrograde 2020. Aries energy is most prevalent in the cosmos at this time, as we arrive early to Mars retrograde this week, and there is a natural exuberance and fiery presence to Aries, and the retrograde motion of their planet Mars is most likely going to convolute things in their life. There will be scattered thoughts and emotions, or perhaps Aries feels like there's an unclear path for them to follow. Be gentle, Aries, and intentionalize self-compassion to make this first week of Mars retrograde easier for yourself. That is perhaps the most beneficial course of action for Aries to take, as it is very important to set the tone at the beginning of Mars retrograde, since this is going on and presenting an inner battle for the next 2 months if we don't set our intentions from the beginning. Taurus, you are experiencing a reluctance to let go of your past, and it is inhibiting so much growth and evolution that is readily available to you at the start of Mars retrograde. This transformation may have been underway for the past few weeks or the past few months. Whatever the case may be, Taurus needs to know that they are safe and supported to step into whatever it is that is more beneficial for them and their life in this time. The only thing that is preventing Taurus from fully claiming their power and evolving away from what no longer serves them in their life is their fear of change. This fear is unnecessary. The energies of Mars retrograde will fully support and allow Taurus to come into their purpose and what they truly want. Taurus must just show up and claim it. Gemini. You are naturally curious and always weighing old and new perspectives within yourself and in the world. Gemini's approach to Mars retrograde is going to be exciting and enthusiastic. They will feel that this shift in time for the next 2 months is another exciting opportunity for their personal evolution. Stay open-minded. Keep your natural enthusiasm close and you will prevail, Gemini. New opportunities and insights are well on the way for you. Cancer, you may have been feeling stuck in a rut lately. Or if you haven't been feeling stuck on a rut, you have been apathetic or indifferent about the course of your life. Nonetheless, you have been in conflict. Major self-reflection is needed at the first week of Mars retrograde that we find ourselves in today. This is a time of deep awakening for Cancer. It's like they're awakening to their own self-destruction. Their apathy, their indifference, their old habits, thought patterns, and behaviors. What's important for Cancer to know over the next 2 months while we experience retrograde of Mars in Aries is that Cancer is ready to shift things, ready to put their foot down, and ready to use this energy to their benefit. Good luck, Cancers. Leo, you may be experiencing some challenges at the beginning of Mars retrograde this week. Aries is the first fire element of the zodiac, which means Leo, you are the second. The fire of Aries burning bright in the cosmos in this time might be making you feel a little insecure and left behind, but this is not necessary or constructive to your growth process. It's going to take some self-awareness, but the purpose of this energy is so that you can fully come into your solitude and personal happy place. Mars retrograde in Aries will show Leo how to waft and preserve their own flame, to keep their own fire alive. Spend time introspecting, self-caring, self-nurturing, and all-around selfing for the next 2 months. And Mars retrograde in Aries will be very beneficial to you, Leo. Virgo, it is important for you to be honest with yourself about your need for romantic partnership in your life this week. Your awareness about this during Mars retrograde is important because the lesson being offered to you now is that you possess natural power, abundance, beauty, and grace outside of a romantic partnership. There is a loud call for you to cultivate love for yourself now. There is a possibility that if Virgo pursues romantic desires or a partnership during Mars retrograde, that it can go intensely awry. This may have always been a common theme in Virgo's life, needing a partner, needing romance, needing love. The energies of Mars and Aries retrograde are encouraging Virgo to be the one for themselves. This is where Virgo's power lies, and no one can take it this away from Virgo. Virgo must show up and claim that love and that power. You will thrive in this energy if you do so, Virgo. Good luck. Libra, you may be second-guessing yourself, holding on to some resistance, or feeling low as we begin our first week of Mars retrograde. Libra will need to set intentions this week so they stay focused on their goals and their belief in themselves during Mars retrograde in Aries. It is possible that the current shift in the cosmos has led to self-doubt and confusion in Libra, but this all comes from Libra trying to align themselves back into their heart space and not with the mind or ego. You could easily be feeling defeated or depressed as we step into this new shift into Mars retrograde in Aries, but it's almost an illusion and it's challenging you to really, really assert your personal power and belief in yourself. You are indeed powerful. Keep it optimistic, Libra. Keep it light. Stay anchored in your heart and do not let the ego or the mind drive you during this challenging but very rewarding time. The end result will have you feeling unstoppable. Scorpio, you do well with intensity due to your natural intensity, and Mars retrograde in Aries is no exception to your capacity for this. It's like Scorpio always has some inner battle that they are fighting, and so now this time Mars retrograde in Aries doesn't really present a challenge for Scorpio. Rather, it would be beneficial for Scorpio to withdraw and take their energy inwards this week. There's a general kind and compassionate nature to you this week, and it's meant for you to hold it for yourself so you can be ready for the changes that come your way in the next 2 months as we go through Mars retrograde in Aries. So take a step back from anything that seems like too much pressure in your life and take this week for rest. Sagittarius, you are being encouraged to re-examine the way you have approached your healing process this week. An intentional shift away from unhealthy coping mechanisms and things from your past that you have held on to for quite some time is necessary for you to fully claim your power. This also may be a painful or very sensitive time for you, as you're being encouraged to let go of something that you've been holding on from your past for quite some time now. The lesson here is to let go of everything you're holding on to, because at a point it's affecting your health and your presence in your day-to-day life. You have a natural communicative, intellectual, and charismatic energy and power that you are ready to assert if you are ready to make the shift that is necessary in this time. Capricorn, you are experiencing an awakening right now. Some things haven't been working for a long time for you, and you're coming to terms with the idealizations that you've been holding on to. All of the rationalizations and justifications of your behaviors, thought patterns, habits. You are coming into your responsible energy in an amplified way and questioning things even more so. But the purpose here is so that you actually take those thoughts, those intentions, those seeds in your mind, and put them to action with the energy that's being offered during Mars retrograde in Aries. You may have started to ponder the thought that you are not a child anymore, and there are childlike insecurities, behaviors, and patterns that just are no longer in alignment with who you want to become and with what you want to do with your life. Take some honest, introspective, quiet time to journal this week and to really, really think about what you want to shift, because the power is readily available to you and you are supported to make these changes. Aquarius, your kindness and compassion for yourself is so needed right now. Your focus for this week should be on self-nurturing instead of running away from your natural ability to love yourself. You are a warrior. You are worthy of all the proud, glorious, and happy moments that life has to offer, but you're a little reluctant at times to slow down, self-nurture, reflect, and show compassion to yourself. In order to fully come into and harness this natural power that you have, it is very beneficial for you to set some intentions at the beginning of Mars retrograde in Aries this week and really tune into the love and appreciation that you have for yourself. Pisces, you may not be totally comfortable with your emotional vulnerability right now, but this is temporary. This week, Pisces is encouraged to reach out and connect with people that make them feel good. Since Pisces is not experiencing as much emotional intensity as usual, they might feel a little disconnected with their heart and their capacity for love. This is an illusion, and Pisces is being shown that there is an abundance of love and support around them in family and in friends that make them feel good. And it's important for Pisces to reach out and claim that love. The purpose of recognizing the love and support that you have in your life at this time is only going to amplify your personal ability to love and self-nurture yourself during Mars retrograde in Aries over the next 2 months. Pisces just needs a little reminder, and it would be most beneficial to go out and find it this week. You are loved and supported. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of From the Stars. We hope you enjoyed listening to your horoscope and look forward to delivering you another one next week. Stay tuned for episode 2 of From the Stars, brought to you by the Daily 49er at Long Beach State.